Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Marion County Treasurer Michaela Bigowitt as she discusses the confusion surrounding property tax payments in regards to the COVID-19 pandemic.
As of Monday, we had the most recent Marion County press conference regarding the COVID-19 situation. In that press conference, Michaela, you mentioned a little bit of confusion when it comes to property taxes and the payment of those property taxes. I guess, just to clarify, take us through what you said kind of during that press conference as opposed when it comes to the governor's proclamation and where we stand when it comes to paying our property taxes.
Sure. On March 19th, Governor Reynolds signed a proclamation that ordered that the accrual of penalty or interest related to property tax payments would be suspended until April 16th. However, several of the larger media outlets initially reported that property taxes themselves are suspended until April 16th. This was confusing, and we've gotten several inquiries, not just in my office, as Iowa residents interpreted this to mean that not only do they not have to pay property taxes during this time, but that treasurer's offices are actually not collecting property taxes during this time. I just want everybody to know that we are still collecting tax payments. Property tax remains due on April 1st. It's just that the state of Iowa has agreed to waive any penalty and interest fees until April 16th.
Now, when it comes to that being obviously April 16th, that whole time frame, if you guys, obviously your office is closed right now to the public, I know we're all in this like an airport waiting pattern, if you will. So if your office is not open by then, well, first of all, how do people pay their property taxes now? And how, if it continues to go on, how would they continue to make sure their property taxes are paid?
We have a few different options. Obviously, you can pay online at www.iowatreasurers.org. You do need your receipt number, which you can get off of the BeaconSchneiderCorp.com website or off of the MarionCountyIowa.gov website. Property taxes are public information, so you can obtain a copy of your statement or your receipt number off either of those websites. Obviously, you can always submit your tax payment through the mail. We are still processing behind closed doors. We're happy to do that for you. You can also call our office, and we're happy to take payment over the phone. There is a 2.25% fee for doing that, but we're happy to help you if that's the best option for you.
Now, I know when it comes to this, obviously, with the proclamation and making it so these fees don't occur, that's a good thing, especially given the situation of the economy and people being at home like we are sitting at home right now. But when it comes to people maybe not able to pay their property taxes or worried about their property taxes, kind of scared in that situation, what are some of the things that you guys can do to help work with them to get those property taxes paid?
Sure. And, you know, any time of year, we work with individuals that may be struggling to pay their taxes. It's just that now we are working with a lot more individuals who maybe have the funds, but they're concerned about releasing them. They're concerned about their own job future, financial situation, whatever it is currently. I want people to know that we do understand that. And please call us. We are happy to walk through your personal tax situation and look at different payment options, kind of go through the different tax deadlines with you so that you at least know what is best for your personal situation. We're happy to provide that service. I've tried to open up myself to be available evenings and weekends. If I get a voicemail, if I get an email, I try to respond to that as quickly as possible because I do know that people have a lot of anxiety right now.
Now, also when it comes to this whole COVID-19 situation, obviously, like you said, your offices, all the offices are kind of closed right now. You guys are also in the midst of a move to East Elementary. The whole courthouse is. First of all, take us through that move for you guys.
I just want to give a shout out to all of the county offices. We had a best laid plan that had county offices slated to move over the course of four different weekends so that we had plenty of time to go through our offices and move through this process in an organized fashion. Because of the coronavirus crisis, that was moved up to the course of a week. So kudos to everyone in Marion County who has come together and accomplished that move over the course of a few days. We are set up in East. We are ready to go. Again, we're still behind closed doors. but we're here ready to help you. And, you know, we hope that as soon as this is lifted, that we can get back to our face-to-face contact with our customers.
And speaking of that face-to-face contact, I guess my question going forward is, you know, we've seen messages and we've heard different things, but when it comes to the treasurer's office and the driver's license and all that stuff, that will all come back and will be at East Elementary and be up and running once this whole COVID-19 situation is kind of relieved.
And at some point, we anticipate we will have public access in this facility, 614 East Washington, and we will probably be here anywhere from 6 to 9 months is the current timeline we're being given.
Is there anything else you want the residents here in Marion County to know, either about property taxes or the treasurer's office in general, when it comes to this whole situation?
I just want to reiterate to everybody that my job is to serve the public. That's what I was elected to do, and to not to make life harder for everybody. So I just encourage you to keep those lines of communication open with the treasurer's office. You know, please call us and email us. We welcome it.
Thanks to Marion County Treasurer Michaela Bigwet for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to knikareless.com and click podcast.